Of the 33,000 students at Brigham Young University, over 98% are members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But as KUER's Lee Hale reports, the Latter-day Saints climate is also attractive to a few students from a very different religious background.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
It's Friday afternoon, the holy day for Muslims. And in a small carpeted room on the third story of BYU's Wilkinson Center, eight students are gathered for prayer and a message from their imam, Ahmed Salah.
You're not under contract with God to worship him in good conditions only. You worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the good and on the bad.
Salah is a civil engineer who lives in Orem, and he volunteers his time as a student's imam. He graduated from BYU in 2009 with his PhD, and he believes this overwhelmingly Mormon university is a great place for Muslims.
If you're talking to a Muslim student looking at colleges, why would you recommend BYU?
There are similarities between the LDS faith and Islam.
As of fall 2018, there were 44 Muslim students on campus, which is not a lot, but it is the highest non-Christian group represented. Like Salah, most of these students come from out of the country and hear about BYU by word of mouth. Salah says the Latter-day Saint focus on family and commitment to clean living made his transition from his home in Egypt easy. He's grateful for BYU's honor code, which has a strict set of guidelines that every student has to adhere to, Mormon or otherwise. Students can't drink or smoke, and there are even rules for dating.
One of my good roommates, he was dating a girl. They ended up getting married. So she was always in our house, respectfully. Again, this was BYU-approved housing.
In BYU housing, men and women are not allowed into each other's bedrooms, and they have to leave the home or apartment before curfew, which is midnight most nights.
Was that comforting to you? Was that good for you?
That shows respect.
Leith Ababe is one of Salah's students, and he nods along in agreement. But he says there are other times when he's reminded that Provo, Utah is far from his home in Jordan.
Here, I mean, you talk to people, you make good conversations, and you might do fun stuff together, but most of the time you never see him again.
Ababe says in Jordan, people really invest in friendship. But at BYU, it can feel like there's a practicality to most social encounters, especially since a lot of the students are looking for a spouse.
Friday or Saturday night would be like date night, for example.
What do you do during when everyone else is on dates?
I sit and cry in the corner. I'm just kidding. I contact friends from back home a lot.
For conservative Muslims like Ababe, dating looks a little different than the typical BYU romance. A man might end up pursuing just one woman before marriage, but not before seeking permission from her parents. And it's a big deal that she's Muslim.
This probably goes without saying, but that means that you're not going to be on a first date with a Mormon girl, right?
Well,
let's talk about that.
We can talk about that for
off the recording.
It sounds like a no, but Ababe is quick to point out that most Mormon girls would never date outside their faith either. So it goes both ways. But Hind Osbul, she's not worried about all that. She's a Muslim freshman who's also from Jordan.
I am not thinking about dating like anytime here at BYU.
Osbul was drawn to BYU because she saw it on a list of the 10 safest universities in the U.S. When she first came last fall, she had never met a Latter-day Saint. Now her life is full of them.
I'm a very extrovert, I guess. Like, that's what people told me. I don't know if that's right.
Yeah. I'm sitting with Osbul and two of her roommates.
She knows everybody.
They say she's a minor celebrity on campus.
Yeah, I do love it here, and I've never for a minute felt lonely.
Still, Osbul is a little worried about her sophomore year. All three of her roommates are serving missions before next school year, and she's grown attached to them, including Sophie Brown from Colorado. She doesn't see much of a difference between what Osbul believes and what she'll be teaching in the mission field.
I think it's great what she believes, and so I think it's a good perspective just knowing that there are still good people out there and they don't need to be of our faith.
Are you glad to have that experience now, before your mission?
Yeah. It gives me hope for the world. Just, he's a very bright person.
They just sit there for a moment, beaming at each other. Despite their faith traditions coming from opposite sides of the world, here on this uncomfortable dorm couch, they all seem at home. Lee Hale, KUER News.